1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. For those of you who did not win tickets to see our show live at the Museum of Television and Radio this coming week from Thursday, I should say, November the 2nd, you still have another chance. You can see the show broadcast via closed circuit in the museum gallery. You won't get into the theater, but you will still get to see the show live. The first 250 listeners to line up at the museum on November 2nd will get into the gallery to see our show via closed circuit. But there will be no lines permitted before 2 p.m., but the first 250 will get in to see the broadcast. Also, program note, on Friday at 5 p.m., we will have, and we very, very rarely, as a matter of fact, not since I've been in Los Angeles, have we invited a celebrity or an actor to be, have we ever gone out and tried to get a guest, a celebrity guest, because we're just not interested. But for the first time on the Phil Hendry Show, we will, because we're big fans of this guy. Gary Oldman is going to be with us tomorrow. I mean, Friday on the air. Do we have Ms. Dooley on the line? Because there's a situation, actually, this campaign sign thing, every 4 years, somebody is upset in some homeowners association somewhere because campaign signs advertising candidates are on private property, and they don't know whether they should have them on public property, and they don't know whether they should be allowed to have them on public property when they belong on private property, and this kind of thing. And it happens all over the country. As a matter of fact, there was a problem in Milwaukee concerning this. Out in the West Valley, at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, they are dealing with the same thing. Bobby and Steve Dooley are members of the Homeowners Association out there, and we welcome Bobby on our show this evening. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about the problem you're having out there with... Does this entail an Al Gore and Joe Lieberman sign?
Yes, Phil. As you know, the elections are coming up. I did speak with Doris Mord. From our homeowners association.
Her name is Doris what?
Mord, M-O-R-D.
Okay. Doris Mord.
Yes. And she told us, Phil, and we did just find out that the elections are really important, and there are going to be obviously a lot of people voting, and we've talked to others who are going to vote, and we'll have no problem with waiving the 18 by 24 inch sign size.
But this sign, it's not about how big the sign is, it's that it's pointed at your house?
The home that is catty corner, Phil, to our home is the Browning Place, Joe and Kathy. They have a sign for Gore Lieberman. I think it's a little much. We do live in primarily a Republican area, and I think it takes a lot of nerve to put up a sign for a Democratic candidate in what is primarily a Republican area.
But is that the focus of your complaint?
No, Phil, that is really not it so much as we can see the sign from where we are, from where we live, because we are catty-corner to the Browning Place, and we can see the sign. Now, we want the sign pointed away from our home. I think we all also, Phil, we all know what happened, I think, and it's very unfair to a lot of men, the Rolling Stone cover.
Are you talking about the Al Gore cover?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the Al Gore cover of Rolling Stone, for people who don't know, had a picture of Vice President Gore. Was there some controversy about his crotch in that thing? Or
yes. I think it's really unfair. I think it's really, really crude. We are very upset that Vice President Gore was photographed in Rolling Stone magazine. The photograph showed that the vice president had...
It's difficult.
It's really difficult, but that he had a very pronounced ball package. Penis, the penis groin area. And that was...
Well, you'd say the ball package, I don't know.
I'm talking about...
You're talking about the groin area.
Yes.
All right.
And that was, I think, cruel to a lot of American men. There are a lot of women out there.
Okay, let me just take a break here. We're talking to Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. There's a Gore Lieberman sign on one of your neighbor's lawns that is pointed at your house. Did you ask them to turn it?
Yes, I did. I went over. I've had pretty good relations with Kathy Browning. They are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. I said decency dictates that you would turn that sign away so that we don't have to look at it.
Can you tell me why you don't want to have to look at a Gore Lieberman sign?
Because I think it's patently offensive to those of us who are Republican. I think it's really, it takes a lot of gall, and I don't want to look at the name of a man who, you were just talking about Paula Jones, Phil. I didn't hear you mention Al Gore. I didn't know.
Well, Al Gore didn't pose nude.
Al Gore was on the cover of Rolling Stone with his magnified, peener or wiener. Now, he may as well have been nude. And a lot of women out there know what I'm talking about.
And well, why don't you tell me what it is you're talking about? Al Gore was on the cover of Rolling Stone with a very pronounced manhood, if you will.
Because there are many men, Phil. My husband, Steve, there are a lot of men who found Vice President Gore to be offensively large.
Yeah, but why would a man worry about whether the guy is, you call him offensively large. Why would any man worry about that?
My husband, Phil, is a Republican, and the impact was emasculating.
So it's emasculating for a Republican man to see the name Al Gore because he'll remember having seen Al Gore and his immense thing on the cover of Rolling Stone. Is that what you're saying?
Phil, we're asking for two things.
Okay, so she can't answer.
No, I can answer your question, Phil, but I can answer it better by...
Okay, what?
We're asking for two things. We don't think we should have to look at a Gore-Lieberman campaign sign. We'd like it turned so that you can't see it from our home. And we want to use the community center so that the men who need to just talk to someone after seeing Vice President Gore's groin, his ball groin area. Republican men who need to be talked through this trauma can be...
Oh, come on, Bobby.
No, I am very serious. Can be talked through with a minimum of interruption and distress. You've got a lot of Republican men who are not performing sexually.
Well, I don't know. You're telling me that there's a lot of men, Republican and otherwise, who can't...
Phil, you would be surprised. Once men see Vice President's magnified area...
Has this happened to anybody you know?
You know what? I think it's a really rude question to ask.
Well, you're on my program talking about men, and Republican men particularly, being sexually impotent after seeing how big Al Gore is, right? So has this happened to anyone that you know?
You know, again... I think it's a very rude question. But since you've asked, yes, it's happened to my husband.
Oh, it's a rude question, but you're telling me it's happened to your husband.
Yes, it has. He cannot perform. Anna,
Phil, a man doesn't need to see some John Holmes guy run for president.
Is that Steve?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Steve?
A man doesn't need to see some John Holmes dude run for president.
Some John Holmes dude running for president. It's Al Gore, man, and you got no idea. And who cares, okay?
Phil, if I may.
No, I'm talking to Steve. Who cares?
I don't want to make him feel bad to see a John Holmes mother run for president.
Phil, I think it affects men, and it's going to affect men in Texas, because George Bush is, he's from there. And they emphasize big size in Texas, because obviously they've got a problem. We are trying to say... We don't want to look at the man's name. And
all right, I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
You may not want to see Al Gore's name on a campaign sign across the street from your house, but you're going to have to see Al Gore's kisser in the news. You're going to have to see his face in the press. You're going to have to see his face on television. And every time Steve sees Al Gore's face, he's going to be reminded of how big Al Gore is sexually, and Steve won't be able to perform with you. Is that what you're...
No, Phil, because we can control that. We don't have to...
You're going to see him in the news.
We don't have to look at it. We don't have to turn on the TV set. I'm saying, though, that sign is something that we can control. And
So if your neighbors will turn the sign, the Gore Lieberman sign, away from your window, your husband, Steve...
It's disrupted to our being able to have sex in the area.
You see, Phil, it is disrupted to us.
Well, I've heard it all. I mean, Al Gore having a big package there, and you're saying now that Steve's seeing that.
I can't do it.
You can't do it. All right, hold on for a minute. Are there any other... have we seen any reports on this or anything? He's talking about... All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is a homeowners association problem that they're having out in the West Valley, and it entails a neighbor who's got a Gore Lieberman sign on their front lawn, and this couple doesn't want to have to look at it. For, among other reasons, it reminds the husband how big Al Gore is. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley are members of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They've got a campaign sign problem. This happens every time there's an election, you know? Put her on hold for a minute, okay, so I can don't have to listen. This happens every time there's an election. There's a campaign sign that somebody shouldn't be here and it shouldn't be there, and somebody's taking it down. This one is pointing toward their house. They want the sign turned. One of the reasons being, Al Gore was recently on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine with a big, he's got a big thing bulging through his pants, and forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but that's, and these people apparently are, the man doesn't want to see the name Al Gore because he can't perform sexually because he's reminded how big Al Gore is. Did I say that right, Bobby? I mean, that's it, right?
Phil, I'll tell you how serious this is.
Yeah, but did I say that right?
My husband, Steve, is a wonderful lover. He is. There's nothing wrong with him.
But he can't perform when he sees the name Al Gore.
I think it's normal for any man to get a little shriveled up when you know that there's another guy out there with a bigger thing than you. And what I'm trying to say is this. We have a homeowners association, Phil. If this sign doesn't come down, we can begin to put a lien on the home, and we can foreclose on the home. Now, Phil, after prolonged exposure to the image of Al Gore, my husband, Steve, has had blood in his urine.
So now he's peeing blood because he's seeing Al Gore's name. You know something? And you're going to foreclose?
Phil, we have the right to foreclose on their home because the campaign sign is not of the right size.
But if they got a smaller size sign, then they wouldn't have to worry about you.
No. We have the right to foreclose. We will begin legal proceedings.
Boy, oh boy, man. I think you're being really cruel.
You're not us. You don't live where we live.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Robertsville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Oh, why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you care if the sign is directed at your house?
Because it is purposefully, we have to look at it. And then my husband is reminded of how big Al Gore is.
That shouldn't bother him. Okay, tell him to go.
Something. How old are you?
I'm 23. Why?
Well, what do you know about it? You're very young.
Yeah, but
have
still,
you ever been
I know with, enough that he should not
have
care.
You been with a woman?
Yes.
Well, you know that it gets shriveled.
What?
Have you ever gotten shriveled up with a woman?
No.
What are you asking this guy this question for?
I'm 23. What do you think?
Because if you saw Al Gore...
You ever see Al Gore's tube area? Hey, buddy.
What?
Have you ever seen Al Gore's ball package?
Yeah, I've seen the cover.
Okay, man. That doesn't intimidate you?
No, it doesn't intimidate me.
Why not?
Why would it?
Why not? Why would it? It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, I know. But why do you care?
I'm not intimidated about it.
What?
You should be intimidated about it.
Why should I? Why? Because this guy's got bigger nuts than I do?
What if his girlfriend see a guy, he got a big tube area?
We can't understand what Steve's saying. Either he gets on the phone...
So he's saying that what if this young man's girlfriend saw it and said, oh, look at that, whoa.
Yeah, kick her out the door, you know?
You kick her out the door.
Yeah, stop the car and knock her out.
Well, you know something,
You wouldn't be embarrassed or nothing?
No.
You'd be sitting at home with your little tiny thing.
It's not a little tiny thing.
Well,
pal, you got a very healthy self-image. You're okay with me. 1-800...
No, I want to say some more.
No, I'm going to let the guy go now. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. And what do you mean he's peeing blood after seeing the name on that sign?
He is. And I don't know what it is. But I can tell you it's scaring us.
I got all kinds of problems with my thing.
Here is Van Nuys on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
That is silly. Mm-hmm. Peeing blood mm-hmm. comes from a bladder mm-hmm. infection or mm-hmm. a kidney infection.
I believe it got infected through seeing the Al Gore sign.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because there is no way you get infection from a sign. And I really believe
you know
that
something?
A size mm-hmm. means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Love means everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have someone who loves you, Let me
ask Bobby directly. Let me ask Bobby. Does it matter to you?
I wouldn't say it matters. But
obviously
if you've experienced, you know, How about you? Have you experienced the really? Have you experienced the family package?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've experienced a lot. And
okay.
I don't think that the size has anything to do with love. Because you
I'm not talking about
someone.
Love. I'm not talking about love, ma'am. I just want to be able to get the tube area going.
Well, I tell you something. That is stupid for somebody to really
who are you
think
voting
that's
for?
Gonna create impotence.
Who are you voting for?
I'm not.
Okay, we're involved politically in our country, and my husband believes in the candidacy of George Bush, even if it means he'll never be able to get his thing up again.
And, well, I'll try it.
Okay,
oh,
that's
please.
Fine. Thank you.
What?
Here is Missouri on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I happen to be a Republican male, and... I'm listening to Bobby, and I think this is a little bit ridiculous. If
well, you know, it's not me that's having the problem. My husband is.
Right, but I think you're part of the problem, Bobby. Most of us Republican men are securing ourselves that we don't have to worry about how big Al Gore's package is because the politics and the sex are two entirely different things.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, come on now. If you were secure with yourself there, Steve... you wouldn't have to worry about how big Al's package
are you,
is.
Let me ask
you
a question.
You would be happy about pleasing your wife in your bed.
In other words, you're not peeing blood.
Hey, you know what? If you're peeing blood, go see a doctor because you've got a medical problem.
I've got to see a doctor, but I know I started peeing blood the day that Al Gore sign went up.
That's a coincidence.
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Okay, you laugh you want. Well,
it's got to be a coincidence. You can't start peeing blood because you saw Al Gore's sign.
How much medical training have you had, Steve?
I
how much medical training have you had?
I am not a Boy Scout, you know, usual, you know, what you take when you know how to blow into somebody's mouth.
In other words, you know
I know how
to, about infectious
no,
disease,
sir,
do you?
I was saying I know how to blow into someone's mouth when they're drowning.
Yep, see? So why don't you go see a urologist?
What do you mean,
you know,
see?
He's the doctor that takes care of your bladder. You two people give the Republican Party a bad name.
No, you know something? We voted Republican since we left college. We firmly believe in the candidacy of George Bush. I think
so
you're
do
being...
I, ma'am.
All right,
but
I think you're being...
The retaining of or the election of George Bush has nothing to do with your husband's impotence.
I think you're wrong.
If you go see a doctor, it's going to end up being a medical problem.
I will...
I think Al Gore may not be able to get my tube area ready.
Well, then maybe you have some homosexual tendencies and you're trying to deny them. I don't know.
Oh, you know
I think you either
really,
need
you
medical
know something?
I think that's really unnecessary.
There,
I think it's really unnecessary. We all stand for the same thing, the candidacy of George Bush. I think it's wrong for these people to have a sign in their front lawn that says Al Gore.
Why? That's called First Amendment rights. If you believe in George Bush and you believe in the freedoms that he's trying to protect of yours, you will believe that they also have the right to put that sign up.
I would believe that. But what if you saw the name Al Gore and the next thing you know, you couldn't get it up for a year?
I would think I'd need to go see a psychologist and figure out what's wrong in the back of my head, what's wrong with everybody else.
Yeah, either go to the psychologist or...
Or you could take the sign down. Taking the sign down is a lot cheaper, okay?
All right.
But you know what? It's
right.
not their problem. They have the First Amendment right.
Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take more phone calls here on this, but we do have a break coming up, and I want you both to think very seriously about what that gentleman said. There's a psychological problem.
I will not sit here and have my husband called crazy.
I'm not saying he's crazy. Look, hold on.
Slapping in the face of every American the fact that Gore is hung like a horse. And
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. God, these Jolly Ranchers, man, are the greatest candy ever made. Man, those are good. Those lemon ones and all that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about a sign problem at Western Estates Homeowners Association. We have one of the members on. She's a homeowner there, along with her husband, Bobby and Steve Dooley, out there. The Al Gore sign that is up on, and thank you, Lisa, for the candy, by the way. The Al Gore sign that is up on the neighbor's home, catty quarter from yours, you claim makes your husband Steve impotent because he saw Al Gore's package on the cover of Rolling Stone.
So I'm saying that I think it is unfair for them to have that sign up knowing that it can make a man feel insecure.
And I was going to go across the street.
I don't know. He wants to go across the street.
Let him go across the street. What are you going to do, Steve?
I'll take it down.
Take it down. Go across the street and take it down. Okay? Your homeowners association, you say, tells you that they have 3 days to take it down. Have they taken it down?
This is... Phil, we really wanted to...
Tell Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
I want to go over and take it down.
Go ahead.
All right.
I mean, if the guy, Bobby, listen to me. If it's affecting him to the point where he can't get it up and, you know, he's a... What was that?
Steve.
What was that?
I heard.
He claims to be in some kind of pain.
Steven.
I can't do it.
What happened to him?
Charlie, what happened?
When I got outside, I got close to the sign, it hurt.
You're in pain the closer you get to the sign?
Yeah.
I think there's something psychological going on.
Phil, it may very well be psychological, but I will tell you this. Al Gore started it, as the Democrats have started everything, by having himself photographed on the cover of Rolling Stone with his big wiener area. And
Wait,
honey, put some ice on it.
Let me go to Harrisburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm going to have to agree this is something definitely psychological.
Oh, my God.
you know, I'm not even denying that, but I am saying this. The Democrats have been doing this for years.
Ma'am, this is psychological. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the political party.
Tell me this. Al Gore poses on the cover of a national magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He pushes his penis out so that we can all see it. As if he didn't know.
Okay, can I give you an example?
As if he didn't know he had an erection. Then he gets on the magazine. Men like my husband, other men, who, okay, they're not endowed as well. And it makes, you heard the pain that he was in.
Okay, well, you know, mm-hmm. I did hear the pain that he was in. I'm not denying that he is in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My husband, mm-hmm. Republican. I'm a Democrat. He saw the cover of Rolling Stone, didn't have an issue with it. My husband, also not a big fan of cops and hates women with tattoos. I'm a police officer who got a tattoo in college, and he goes to bed with me every night and has no problem.
Okay, did you hear any of that?
My husband.
Did you say that again, ma'am? You have a tattoo?
Yes.
And what's that mean?
My husband... does not like police officers generally, and he hates women with tattoos.
Oh, and you're a cop and you have
a
tattoo.
I'm a cop and I have a tattoo. He goes to bed with me every night.
Is he able... Well, I shouldn't ask. It's very personal.
No,
well,
he is.
I'll ask you point blank.
Yes.
Can he perform?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and that
did you hear...
a lot
did you
closer to home
no,
than
hold on, hold on.
Al Gore.
Did you understand my question?
And can he perform?
Yes.
Yes.
Can he sexually perform?
Yes.
Okay, you understood what I'm saying?
Yes.
What's to understand?
That hits those issues.
So you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Picture.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ma'am, if you want to get upset about pictures on the cover,
you know
of
what
Rolling
I'm talking
Stone,
about. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say sexually perform?
Yes.
What?
We have a daughter. I think I understand.
Well, she doesn't get it.
Get what? I think I know what you're talking about. What's she supposed to get?
All right, I'll ask the question.
Yes.
What kind of lubricant do you use?
Wow, that is too personal,
okay,
but none.
Okay, so, see, she doesn't know what I'm talking about.
None. We don't need
okay,
any, and this is getting so far afield.
You know something? You don't know what I'm talking
if
about.
If you're going to get upset about Rolling Stone covers, where were you when the Red Hot Chili Peppers were naked on the front of Rolling Stone?
I'm
or
sorry?
Britney Spears? That's offensive.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's offensive.
Those guys are small. And...
Will you go help your husband or whatever's wrong with him?
Get him an ice pack
tell him,
or something.
Tell him to get away from the Al Gore sign.
Steve, don't do it.
I want to go out and get it.
I actually had a question for her.
Yes, uh-huh.
How are you able to foreclose on
mm-hmm.
someone's house for a sign?
If you are found to be in continuous contempt of the CC&Rs,
mm-hmm.
which is a covenant that you entered into legally,
mm-hmm.
Yes, we can put a lien on your home. And if you do not satisfy the covenants that you are willingly signing to, we can enter into a foreclosure on your property, yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. And if I have to look at this Al Gore sign...
Ma'am, can I give you
will.
Two words for
mm-hmm.
that policy?
Mm-hmm.
Adolf Hitler.
Do you know what a gated community is?
Yes, I do.
Do you live in one?
Yes, I do. I have got Bush Cheney signs all around me, and I'm a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. You're a police officer, and you
yeah.
live in it. How do you afford that? That's really unusual.
Well, not really.
Would you
I
get
mean,
some ice for that guy? It's.
I honestly think
her questions are running too far afield of the issue. I think her
well, obviously, when you
ask,
do you know about sexual performance, I guess we don't know what you're talking about because you're asking about what kind of lubricant do you use. I have no idea what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm. See, you both think you're really smart, but you're not.
All right. I thank the police officer from Harrisburg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Did you hear what she said? Her she's a cop and she has a tattoo, and her husband is fine with that, even though he hates cops who have tattoos.
Whatever. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know either, but here is Belleville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this woman, is she for real? Is she, are you?
I'll tell you how for real I am. We have CCNRs in our neighborhood that prohibit this kind of advertising. And that's fine, because I do believe in our country. But when they point the sign at my front door...
Let me ask, can I ask
and my
you a
husband,
question?
Yes.
Do you strongly believe that Bush should be elected? Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
You really want Bush for president, is that correct?
You're
yes. a Republican, right?
Yes, yes, I do.
Well, would you advertise that you would like to vote for Bush in your front yard?
I'm going to make a run for the sign.
Would you tell your husband to get off the other end?
Steve,
I'm making a run for the sign.
If you're going to make a run for the sign, use some ice. Could you repeat your question?
Yeah, do you have a Bush sign in your yard?
I believe in George Bush, yes.
Do you have a sign in your yard that says Bush Cheney?
Yes, of course.
Well, why can't the people across the street have a Gore Lieberman sign?
Because of Al Gore's large package.
What are you looking at his package for? You're supposed to be listening to the issues.
The reason why I'm... What are you talking about? This is
what
important.
Am I talking about? What are you talking about?
Did you hear my husband?
Yeah, I hear your husband. He needs help, for sure. You need to just...
Okay, I love my husband very much.
Well, that's great. That's a good thing. But he really needs some help. I think that he's got some
All
issues
right.
to deal with.
We will deal with those issues in days and weeks to come. I think he needs a psychiatrist, okay? And tell him to get away from the sign.
He made a run for it.
Well, he might be making a run for it. He's getting any closer. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Steve is still trying to get that sign down. He's bleeding. He is screaming. He's in mortal pain of some kind. All I can tell... Well, there, you heard that. And the cat's trying to make it to that Al Gore sign. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686 is the Phil Hendry Show, and I noticed something I wanted to bring up last hour, and I didn't. But since we're talking about some of this sick crap, like Al Gore on the cover of Rolling Stone, what I wanted to bring up was this: how come all of those magazines, really vile magazines? I say vile. I mean, you know, the men's magazines, the adult magazines, Hustlers, the High Society, and even, you know, much worse. What was the one you found under your couch? Black Tail magazine. Why are those often found on railroad tracks? Could I just... When I was a kid, if I wanted to go find dirty pictures, because I couldn't get it out of the supermarket, I couldn't go to the newsstand, the guy wasn't going to sell it to me. All I had to do was walk up on the railroad tracks that ran behind our home in Arcadia, California, the railroad tracks that lead into Pasadena and then eventually into downtown Los Angeles. There was a railroad track there, and there was an old railroad trestle that went over and still does go over Huntington Drive and Huntington Place. And you could go up on the railroad tracks, or you could walk along Colorado Boulevard and just go through the weeds and the bushes and find all kinds of smut, pornography, and dirty pictures. And I never once stopped to wonder why I'm finding it there. Is a guy looking at it in his car and just throwing it out the window? Is that what's going on? How is it you're finding it there? Are hobos stealing it, sitting around a campfire, or maybe he's about to hop a freight train and it fell out of the pocket of his overcoat? And I mean some nasty stuff. Nasty. So the guy, the hobo's got a knapsack, and he's got some nasty mag sticking out of the back of the thing. He goes to hop a boxcar, and it falls out, and there it is. Little Philip Henry finds it there at the age of 9 as he walks down the railroad track, hoping to find it and scoring every time. Because what would then happen is I don't understand it. Alleys and vacant lots, you find dirty pictures. Now, I got to ask myself, okay, so what's the story here? Guy gets a dirty magazine. Now, I'm not talking about Playboy or Penthouse, because you could argue that maybe it's other 12-year-old kids that are ditching it there. Well, the only thing a 12-year-old kid's going to be able to get his hands on maybe is a Playboy, because that's what they were selling when I was a kid, and you steal it and you take it over to the vacant lot and then you leave it there because if your mother finds it, you're going to be beaten within an inch of your life. So you leave it there. No, I'm talking about some nasty, you know, Girls and Chimps annuals. Really nasty stuff. Pull Smoke Monthly, you know. And so you find this Ass Master Weekly, you know, whatever, and it is there it is. So, okay, so some adult bought it and went over to the vacant lot to relax and read it. That's what he did. He went over there. Now, I remember reading John Douglas's great book, Mindhunter. John Douglas was the guy who founded the serial unit of the FBI. He's the first guy to profile a murder scene, to profile, hence profile murderers. He, in other words, is the character Scott Glenn's character is based on in Silence of the Lambs. There is a real guy like that. His name's John Douglas. Wrote a book, great book called Mindhunter. Anyway, when they were looking for the Green River Killer, the FBI staked out an area and they busted some guy in his truck who was sitting there playing with himself, reading a Playboy, and they busted this guy, and they took him downtown to wherever downtown is, and they said, so what are you doing there? He says, Jesus, guys, I'm not a criminal. Well, what are you doing? Well, my wife's pregnant, and I haven't had it any for a long time, so I bought a Playboy, and I came out here to, you know, read it and do what I got to do. So this guy got in his truck and had to drive out to a vacant area of woods. Why couldn't he go home? You know, bathroom's pretty convenient. It may not be comfortable, but you can get it done. If your wife's pregnant and there's nothing going on. This guy drove out to a deserted neck of the woods with his magazine, okay? So I figure, all right, well, there's an explanation. He gets done, and then he just throws the magazine out the window and drives off. But there can't be that many guys doing that. And you can't exactly throw your magazine out of the window of your truck onto a railroad track someplace, you know, unless you're parked on the railroad track. So in other words, you're not getting enough, and you're going to kill yourself like Lou Diamond Phillips in that, what is it, Courage Under Fire? Just let a freight train hit you? Go ahead and look at the magazine and pull what you got to pull. Don't kill yourself. So that is a complete mystery and will be for a long, long time. I can't even read my own writing, but I do know this. I was talking to my good friend here, Craig Taylor, before the show, and he used to live in the Philippines. And we were on the subject of pornography and nasty places, and he said, geez, that reminds me of Manila. And I said, oh, great. And he grew up in Manila, and he was talking to me about, like, getting pulled over by the cops, and all you had to have was, like, a 50-peso note, and the cop would let you go. And, of course, what does that remind us of? You got it, Mexico. Where as recently as 2 months ago, a friend of mine got pulled over in Tijuana, gave the guy $50, and he was let go. And it's just an it's amazing thing that that continues to be the standard of law enforcement in Mexico. Or is it? I don't know. They have the federal police, and I don't know what those guys are about. But I was thinking about the things that I love about foreign countries, you know. Do you notice the things that you really like about a foreign country if you travel to other countries? And the first thing you're going to notice about any country is the smell. There's a distinctly different smell to any foreign country. But the one thing that I've always noticed about any foreign country that I've been to, and it doesn't matter which one, is there's stuff that isn't built yet that's just sitting there and it ain't built. Like, you go to Mexico, have you seen some of the pads they got down there? Like, they have this thing. It says, beautiful beachfront property. You know, Los Mare Supremo, fantastic baby, and you can buy yourself a condominium, and the thing's been sitting there. Nobody's been working on it for 3 years. And the way they put the steel in down there, there's big pieces of steel pipe sticking out of the brick, okay? And the crane is still there. I mean, the crane that they were using to haul tilt-up cement or whatever to the top floor of this building is still there 5 years later. Isn't anybody missing that crane? Does that belong to someone? That's why Americans don't travel abroad. That's why we don't really have the courage to travel abroad. As much as you like to think that Americans get around, Americans do not get around. A very, very small percentage of Americans ever travel out of the country. Most of us believe that this is the center of the universe, so we never go anywhere. We stay here in America. And a lot of people never been, in the case of my home state of California, you people would be interested to know, a lot of people never leave California because they think this is where it's at. And it may be true elsewhere. But they sure as hell don't get out of the country. So there's just a handful of people that leave the country. And the reason why is because foreign countries are inconvenient. They stink. The service isn't very good. And they blow. So why do you want to leave? Why would anybody want to go to the Far East when you got to whip a 50-peso note out, stick it in your driver's license, and pray to sweet Jesus the guy doesn't haul you down to some police station where they've got, you know, steel truncheons they're going to beat you with? Or like in Jamaica where the cop stands in the middle of the road and goes, okay, pull it over. Yeah, sure. Have you got a car? No. Goodbye. They pull you over in Jamaica. You're in a car. They're on foot. They still pull you over. How does that work? It works. People pull over for them. Next time I'm down there, man, I ain't pulling over for no Jamaican cop who's on foot. Thank you. But that's why we don't go anywhere, because it's too freaky, it's too creepy. And until they start upgrading, and you know what? They're working as fast as they can to get those McDonald's in, man. So you guys will be, never get out of the country. You'll be happy to know that. Although in France, I must tell you, they blew one up. So there you go. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.